Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And it's amazing. I mean, and so we have to begin to put our mindset in this whole where the negative news is being said by people that were in charge and the prophecy that was having to go forth to say, listen, if we don't turn, this is going to happen. We got to understand not only is these bad things not going to happen, but even the closed societies that we thought we could never get into, like China and Pakistan and different
even
countries.
Even Iran, I mean.
They're going to begin to open. As a matter of fact, listen to what God told Pastor John Kilpatrick in this prophetic word about what would happen to closed societies. They're going to open in 2017. Take a look.
Number two. I believe this is North Korea. Closed societies are going to open, the Lord says. Remember Naomi of old, after a painful season of loss, heartbreak and heartache. She heard I was visiting my people and that bread was readily available. She heard this news in a bleak place, a forsaken place, filled with reversal and hopelessness. Upon the report of fresh visitation, she arose and she stirred herself. She left that desolate place and she came to Judah. My people have been desolated and they have suffered greatly. I am going to cause the news of fresh visitation to spread quickly. Yes, God is visiting his people once again. The thing that will mark this move of my spirit, that will distinguish it from other moves of my spirit, is I'm going to begin to move mightily in closed nations and closed societies. The word of spiritual bread among these starving and closed nations will create many spiritual refugees, which will immediately create a movement of entire nations of hungry, spiritual starving refugees toward the outstations of fresh bread. My spirit will spread like a fire through empires, dynasties, tribes, clans, and even among the heathen. I will set my table before them, and they will taste of my goodness and experience my mercy, just as Naomi arose and brought her daughter-in-law, Ruth, to the place of visitation. It was there that Ruth was joined with Boaz, her kinsman redeemer. I tell you, many will believe this good news to be a rumor, but they will continue to hear the reports until they will come and see for themselves the wonders of the Lord, and it will cause a great stir among the nations. God said, I'm going to open three doors. I'm going to unseat powers and principalities over regions that have long deprived their people of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have deprived the people of my presence and of my spirit. It will be a brief but widespread harvest that shall occur. A once closed society of unbelievers will now have the opportunity to hear and to believe for the first time upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, there will be a movement of laborers, those that I have chosen and called to work in the fields of harvest. This is your time. This is what they have awaited for many since childhood. This is their time. They will bring their sickles and their reaping tools, and they shall come rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with them during this harvest. There will be great excitement. Number three, there will be also a great commotion of the leaders of the harvest taking their places. They shall direct my harvest and place the laborers where they best fit. They are my apostolic leaders overseeing the last day harvest. They will know the mind of the Spirit. They will know who is to go where and who is to do what. There will be plenty of resources and wealth to fund the harvest of the ages. The newcomer and the veteran soul winner will be paid the same wage in that day. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. In that day of harvest, says the Lord, shall the knowledge of the glory of the Lord fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.
This is so exciting because for so long, not only were we crying out for God to move, and even though we saw the storm coming, yes, we were preparing for it not to come.
That's right. Some of the best of times and some of the worst of times.
That was the word. And the apostolic hub, you know, the VFN Dream Center, yes, and you think about, you know, so many apostolic hubs that have been established around the nations, that Emmaus Road, you know, you need to get prepared. You know, you think about this. I don't know if we have this segment. Do we have the segment from Facing the Giants where the man that's been praying over, he's been praying over having revival, and he's wondering whether he should stay there or not. And he's like, whose field is to be prepared? As a matter of fact, think about this. When you're hearing these words, and you heard us talking all these years and being prepared for what God's going to do, and it's all happening, you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself to receive the word. You have to prepare yourself to be a doer of the word. You have to birth this thing into your life. A prophetic word is an invitation for you to run with it. And it was so bad prior to God hearing our cry that everybody should just be running.
My goodness. Yeah.
Some people might be just settling down. They're thinking,
this is time.
The harvest is going to come. It's going to be so quick. Some of the reports are, we got to move quickly. It's not going to be like a typical type harvest, but you have to prepare yourself. And it reminds me of this man that would come into the school all the time and pray over the lockers. In this, I think it was a true depiction of a story, but it was in the movie called Facing the Giants. And the coach was debating, you know, should I leave from being a coach of this football team? Should I stay? And the whole thing is that he never prepared to stay. He needed to prepare. He needed to be a doer. He needed to function.
That's
like
right.
If he's going to be there. And listen to what happens, because this is the question I want to ask you. Which field's going to get the rain? When you see this, it'll make sense. Will it be your field?
Mr. Bridges?
Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. He says, behold, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Coach Taylor, the Lord is not through with you yet. You still have an open door here, and until the Lord moves you, you're to bloom right where you're planted. I just felt led to come and tell you that today.
Mr. Bridges, you believe God told you to come tell me that?
I do.
I admit to you I have been struggling. But I've also been praying. I just don't see him at work here.
Grant, I heard a story about two farmers who desperately needed rain. And both of them prayed for rain. But only one of them went out and prepared his fields to receive it. Which one do you think trusted God to send the rain?
Well, the one who prepared his fields for it.
Which one are you? God will send the rain when he's ready. You need to prepare your field to receive it.
It's so important to prepare your field, you know. We're going to be talking more about what we have offered for you. We're going to send this to you just as a gift. Mm-hmm. We'll send it right to you if you actually call us. We'll tell you more about it. But it's called, you know, faith mindsets. Beginning to change your mind. You can change your destiny, lining up with what God says. Well, know this, that the VFN Dream Center, the VFN Dream Center that we've been established as an apostolic club, setting up for this day, you need to be discipled. You need to learn to hear the voice of God, because the harvest is going to come in and we need harvesters be prepared. It's not going to be your traditional type harvest, and it's going to take all hands on deck. And you can find out more about that at VFN Dream Center or VineFellowshipNetwork.org, the VFN Dream Center, and Emmaus Road, you know, VFNEmmausRoad.org, or you can go to find that at VineFellowshipNetwork.org. But we have this road that you can just get on and begin to learn the ways of God and just wander your way down there, and God just begins to reveal himself to you, and you'll be ready and prepared and to be launched into this awesome prophetic word that God is revealing.
Harvest of harvesters, huh?
Yeah, and you saw him when he was in his office, and the guy comes to him and speaks that word to him, and then he pauses, and the man walks out of the office, and he goes down the hallway and says, wait a minute. And that's what we are right now.
Hmm.
You have a word?
That's
There's
right.
a word for America? Yeah, this is the word that we're sharing. We're going to share so much more, too. But the word, that God's got good plans in store, but we have to prepare our field for rain.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.